I think this thing's on too tight.
Oh my God.
Is it smoothing out your brain?
Is it smoothing out my brain?
Yeah.
Are you calling me big head?
Or do you have a wrinkly brain? So they say that when you have more wrinkles in your brain, you're smarter.
Oh, honey, it's smooth.
That's just smooth as a baby's ass. Yeah. Zoop. No thoughts going on here.
Yeah.
Just glitter.
Sorry.
Rhinestones.
Glitter, rhinestones, and size queen.
Huge dicks.
Yeah. Big dicks and fried chicken.
Yeah. Shout out to Jujubee.
Happy New Year. You're listening to the 20th episode of Que Dijo, the unapologetically queer Latino podcast where no topic is off limits. I am the leader of the Alphabet Mafia, Eric. It's 2023 and we're starting the new year with, yes, you guessed it, more gay shit. How much gayer can it get, you ask? Baby, this is just the beginning. Today, we are spreading the gay agenda and shining a spotlight on straight people to see if they can guess the LGBTQIA slang. Because it is our duty as queer people to educate, destroy, and rot the brains of hardworking straight people.
It's what George Washington wrote in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
And the Constitution.
That's the only thing I remembered in school.
And the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and just a heads up, it's about to get real nasty, nasty, nasty.
You fucking disgusting whore.
You fucking disgusting. Stay tuned, you fucking idiot. Happy motherfucking 2023, bitches. We are alive and thriving.
Are we?
Well, you look half dead, so.
Oh, well, yeah, I look a little tired. It's been a long day. I don't know if we'll use my video today because I look like shit, but you look fucking fabulous, Dua.
I know. I was.
What are you channeling?
Because we were going to do the gay lingo. So I was like, let me do a straight man. A straight motorcycle man, because we're talking about gay stuff, so it's Yelp.
Did you not wash your ass?
No, actually, I haven't showered.
So you can get in character. You can didn't wash your ass, right?
Yeah, I didn't wash my ass
today because
I
was like,
I want to be a straight man today.
I love it. It's method.
What I was saying is I was channeling my inner biker straight man because I have a theory that biker men don't shower because all they do is ride bikes and be straight.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, so this is what I'm channeling today, and I like the look.
It's cute. You're wearing your little leather, my leather jacket, actually.
Whatever's yours is mine, whatever's mine's yours.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a leather jacket, these really cute glasses from...
an undisclosed company who doesn't give a sponsorship.
You're right. I was just about to get there.
who does not deserve free marketing?
Yes. And we just...
Unless they pay us.
Exactly. And I just... We recently went to Palm Springs and I found this beautiful scarf. Only $10.
Ooh.
And I was like, this is going to be cute for the podcast. It was supposed to be for It's Giving Drag, but I think this is better.
Right.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's? Did you get fucked up?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty chill.
Yeah, it was chill.
It was pretty nice. I mean, we drank and stuff, but by the end of the night, I kept it cool. Like, I didn't throw up or anything, but it was like a New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's was fun. Yeah, just hung out with family, kept it chill. I feel like as we get older, I don't feel like doing like the Vegas and the clubs. I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah, me neither. That was when I was like a teenager. Like I've said it before, like.
You were in the club as a teenager?
No, like as a teenager and like being more younger, I wanted to just get fucked up on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And just like get messy. But now it's like.
So you're saying you promote underage drinking?
No, I never said that. No,
I'm just kidding.
No, when I was younger, I just wanted to get fucked up. But now I just want to be around family and honestly just watch fucking movies and just chill.
Right. Exactly. That's all we want to do.
Oh, my God. Ladies, gentlemen, and those in between, it's come to my attention that I have failed as a gay host to educate the straights. Let me explain. I was using gay slang at a holiday function recently, and several heterosexuals who listened to Que Dijo didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Even though we had a 15-minute segment on gay lingo on episode 3, clearly that wasn't enough.
It wasn't.
No.
They forgot.
For that, I apologize. I am truly ashamed, and I have let my community down and failed to spread the gay agenda.
How dare you?
How fucking dare I, right?
Yeah.
But if you give me a second chance, I would love to fix it. So today, we decided to dedicate a whole episode to LGBT slang. And I hope all the homophobes in the comments come, because I get so excited just reading all the hate comments.
Yeah. If you're not triggering straight people, then what's the point of being gay?
Exactly.
Like, honestly, if we're not pissing off people and fucking with the system, what's the point of being gay?
Exactly. So what we're going to do today, we'll be cold calling several of our straight friends and family to test their knowledge on gay slang. So for our straight listeners, we hope this episode will educate, penetrate, ovulate, and elevate you to superior ally status.
Yeah.
And for my queers, this can be a refresher for you, or maybe you'll learn some new words as well. Alrighty, so we're going to call some people up and give them 5 to 10 gay slang words / phrases and use them in a sentence. Then they have to guess what the word means.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is going to be so exciting.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Let's see.
So lastly, a shameless plug here. Remember, you can watch this full episode on YouTube, so check out the videos there, and don't forget to leave us reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Because, you know, recently they left a review on the Apple Podcast.
Yeah, it was really nice. Someone said that queer Latino representation is rare and that they loved seeing us or hearing us make a podcast, and that we inspired them.
It honestly motivated me to do less.
To do less.
Just kidding.
I want to stop. I'm homophobic now.
I know. I was like, oh, this is too nice. I don't want to do this anymore.
It's stupid.
It motivated me, you know, to keep going and
to be more gay.
To be more fucking gay. So make sure you leave your reviews and let's make America gay again. I don't like saying that.
Why?
Because that orange Cheeto head, he fucking said, let's make America great again. I don't even give a fuck if you change it. It's still make America.
We don't want to have any reminders of that Cheeto. Who wrote this? Fire them.
Fire them. Fire them.
Bro, you're fired. Okay.
Okay, and last thing here, I promise, since we are talking about LGBT plus slang, we got to acknowledge that a lot of the slang terms we use today come from the black and brown trans angels of the underground drag and underground ballroom scenes. So huge shout out to them. They are the cultural pioneers for a lot of the amazing, beautiful things we have in the world today.
Yeah, I agree. Shout out to them. Love them.
Love you.
Bueno.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Wait, I'm on right now.
Yeah, you're on Que Dijo.
Yay. Oh, God. So today we're joined with Rose and Christy.
Hi.
Hey.
She's all
She's
shy.
Like, already.
Do you want to say a few words about yourself and say hi to the people?
Hi, people. I am a mother of two, 16-year-old and a 19-year-old. That's pretty much it.
Great. Are you ready for the gay spelling bee?
Is that what this is?
Yes.
Wait, spelling? Is that a spell?
Oh, no, that's spelling bee. Sorry.
She's all stressed.
I have lifelines here, though.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, you can use a lifeline.
Alrighty, so let's get this started.
So how it's going to work is Eric is going to give you the word, and then he is going to use it in a sentence, and then you have to guess what the word means.
Should we put a timer?
Let's not stress her out.
Okay, yeah, that's too stressful.
Yeah, don't stress me out.
Alrighty, so the first word is bareback. Okay, and I'm going to use it in a sentence. And I am so sorry to those who are listening. It's a little explicit.
This is the explicit episode.
This podcast is not for children, okay?
Please don't listen to this.
I cannot do this in front of in front of your bed.
Well, here you are. Too bad. Okay, so the first word is bareback, and the sentence is, I asked my boyfriend to bareback me because I wanted to feel the skin of his throbbing 8-inch cock inside me.
Oh my gosh, I'm like sweating right now.
Okay, so what do you...
Speechless.
Speechless.
I'm walking out.
Oh, you have more words. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is just
this is just the beginning.
This is the warm up.
Okay, I have to tell you what I think you mean.
Yeah.
Is it mean like doggy style?
doggy style?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
But it's wrong.
But you're wrong. Okay, so it means sex without a condom.
It goes what?
It's having sex without a condom.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess the heteros can use that word too, right?
Yeah, they can use it. Straight people can use it.
Oh, okay, cute.
Yeah.
You learned a new word.
My poor auntie.
I know, she's like,
her virgin ears.
Oh my God.
Okay, so the second word is beard. Bitch, Shawn Mendes ain't with Camila Cabello. That's his beard.
Like his cover up?
Okay, yes! Oh, we should have. Ding, 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 ding.
Yay!
So, the definition is a woman who dates or marries a gay man to provide cover for the man's homosexuality.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, his beard.
No, like covering up the face. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Yes, look at us.
Yes, educating the straights one day at a time.
Making America gay one straight at a time.
Yes.
Yes.
Alrighty, so your third word is bussy.
Wait, what?
Your third word is bussy. B-U-S-S-Y. And used in a sentence, please flood my petite little bussy with your hot lava jizz.
Hot lava what?
Hot lava jizz. Hot lava jizz.
One more time.
Hot lava jizz.
What's that? Is this a two-part? Because I don't know what that word is either.
Semen.
Hot lava. Oh, jizz is semen. Yeah, so hot lava jizz.
Yes.
Okay, so this... Okay, so the sentence is, please flood my petite little bussy with your hot lava jizz.
I'm going to assume it's the vagina.
Close enough.
We'll give her the point. It's
yes, it's the man's asshole.
A boy pussy.
I did not even know that was a term. Well, there you go.
There you go. It's the asshole. It's the boy. It's a boy pussy.
She's gonna be walking down. She's gonna be walking down WeHo saying, "I love your pussy."
Yes, you better work, pussy. Yeah.
Wait, what? Spell it again.
it's like exactly like pussy, but you replace the P with a B.
Yeah. B U. Yeah.
Yeah. How creative.
She's all writing these words down. Hold on. Okay. So you're.
There really should be like a dictionary, like a printed dictionary.
Oh my God. We should be the first ones to do a gay dictionary role.
We're going
to
do that when we start selling merch for Getty Hill. We're going to start our own gay lingo dictionary with.
That's a great idea.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then you could even do, you can do graphics and draw it. No.
Oh,
I know. We can hire Sam to do the graphic art of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sam, draw us a bussy. Thank you.
Could you like picture people walking around with a shirt that says bussy with the bussy on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Alrighty. So fourth word is fag hag. And I'll use it in a sentence. Maybe if she spent less time being a fag hag, she wouldn't be eating Tostino's pizza and watching true crime every Saturday night. She'd be getting dicked down by a man instead.
Fag hag.
Fag hag. F-A-G-H-A-G.
An old fat woman who hates...
That's good. like a fat woman who just screams at gay people who pass by.
Yeah, your mom. I was kidding.
My mom's not even fat.
Kidding. Your mom. You want to talk about mothers?
You want to talk about mothers?
And you want to talk about mothers?
What is the definition, babe?
Okay, so the definition is, it's basically your sister, Celia. It's a heterosexual woman who spends much of her time with gay men. Also, that's your mom.
Yeah, that's my mom.
And you could be a fag hag too if you want to spend time with us.
I want to be a hag. Sounds awful to me.
It sounds like an old witch.
Okay, so here's your last word. The word is serving, not serving plates.
I know, I'm like food.
I know, I'm hungry. Okay, so I'm going to use it in a sentence. Serving looks, yes, mama God, the house down boots slay.
No fair. That whole sentence was not like was gay.
The whole sentence is gay.
She's like,
it's to throw you off a little bit. Use the sentence again.
Serving looks, yes, mama God, the house down boots slay.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that makes total sense to us.
It does.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my lifeline. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Maya, what does this mean? Okay, ready? Say it again.
Okay, so the word is serving. So the sentence is serving looks, yes, mama God, the house down boots slay.
It means like they're giving, not receiving.
No.
Giving and receiving.
This is
what happening.
Would thou like to be served a platter of bussy? No, I'm just kidding.
He's throwing you off. That's not what it means.
They said serving good. No, serving like something good.
Yeah.
Serving, giving.
Yeah, okay. It's giving. It's giving.
It's serving.
Did you hear my lecture of the youngsters?
No.
The youngster said not everything has to do with sex.
Oh, but on this podcast, it does.
Yeah, so the definition is to present an attractive personal appearance, served, you did that.
Like, bitch, you did that. You served, you're slaying, you're doing great.
So the next time you look at yourself in the mirror and you look good, be like, yes, serving queen.
Yes, look at that. Yes, I get a new word.
There you go. I say, I'm serving, I'm feeding the children, I'm giving them life. Look at me, I look like shit. Wait, I know. What
you
is
look
it?
Like shit?
Yeah.
No.
I am the shit, I'm serving.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much for coming on and playing our game.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And try not to bear back tonight. Thank you.
Stupid.
Bye.
That was funny.
Hello?
Oh, my God. There's a shooter at your window.
My husband's just coming on with me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here she goes. You missed the nasty section. We're joined with Miss Gay America, the fag hag herself, Celia Contreras.
As previously seen on Que Dijo episode 1, 10,
half
11,
of the season.
Half of the season.
All right, so we're going to give you 5 words, and you have to try to guess what they are. So I'm going to also use the words in a sentence first, and then you're going to try to guess what it is, and then I'll give you the actual definition after. So you better memorize these. So the first word is poppers. I'm going to use it in a sentence. Oh, no, honey. You're never going to get that monster cock in this tiny bussy. Pass me the poppers. Rush, please.
It's so stupid.
Your mom's like fucking gay ass.
Spell poppers. Can you spell it?
POPPERS. Poppers.
So basically, it's a pill or something that you take so that you can relax and your asshole can explode.
I am close. So upset She's close. With you. Wait, you're close enough. It's not a pill.
Or so you can relax enough to let it slide in.
Okay, it's not a pill, but you're close.
It's an inhalant.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's like in a little brown bottle, and you sniff it and you with your nose.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Where else do you sniff?
I know.
Your asshole.
Wait, you don't sniff with your asshole?
Sometimes.
Because I could do that. Yeah.
You're very talented, son.
Thank
very
you. Thank you. I learned it from my mama.
Okay, so your second word is busted. Bitch, you're not going to land a sugar daddy in that busted ass dress. Try this one.
Oh, it's like really bad. It's a really bad outfit.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's messy. You know, it's messy.
Yeah, it's a visually unattractive, ugly, and a hot fucking mess.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Mm-hmm. I'd say RuPaul and all her drag queens for that one.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of these terms are used in like gay community circle, ballroom, drag culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Your third word is spilling the tea. Girl, I'm about to spill the tea. Sandra told me she found a rhinestone fingernail in the tamales her neighbor cooked for her.
Spilling the tea.
So she's passing along the gossip, some hot, juicy gossip along.
Yes.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding. So it's to share gossip and chisme.
Yeah.
Your fourth word is pegged or pegging. I'm going to use it in a sentence. She told her man, pegging isn't gay if your girlfriend does it. He said, fine, as she prepared the lube.
Pegging.
Pegging. Not Peggy. Pegging.
Not Peggy Sue. Pegging. P-E-G-G-I-N-G.
So pegging isn't gay.
She told her man, pegging isn't gay if your girlfriend does it. He said, fine, as she prepared the lube.
Okay, so she was probably going to insert something in his butt.
Yes, context.
That word is so funny.
You better wear context clues.
Yeah, to loosen it. Well, you know, because the girl's doing it, so it's not gay.
So it's a sexual practice in which someone, usually with a vagina, you, performs anal sex on someone else by penetrating their anus with a strap-on dildo.
Oh, a strap-on.
Thank Yes, a strap-on. And thank you for reminding my mom that she has a vagina.
You. Thank you. With Raul came at him.
Yes, exactly. Just a reminder, you know.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
In case you forgot you had one, mom.
Alrighty. So your last word is U-Haul.
Do you have a prepared a sentence for that?
Those lesbians are so quick. U-Haul.
We didn't write a sentence for that. There's your sentence. I'll come up with a sentence on the spot. Damn, one kiss and you're already fixing the light bulbs in her house. You a U-Haul, girl.
She's all whooped over her. She's all quick. She's a fast pass.
Yeah, she's quick. She's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And I apologize for that stereotype to the lesbians.
Yeah, sorry, but it's true.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for playing.
Wait, you didn't read the definition.
Oh. A stereotype of lesbian relationships referring to the idea that lesbians tend to move in together after a short period of time.
Look at that.
Alrighty, well, thank you so much for joining us on this show. I hope you learned a lot. Bye. Go to sleep. Thank you.
Let her know what she won.
You won a big dildo.
I already have one. I don't need another one. Bye.
Is that why the bananas have been missing?
Alright, peg out.
All right, Peggy now.
Peggy out. Bye.
Peggy out.
Bye.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi, you're joining us today on Gay Lingo. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
I am so happy. Hi. So today we're joined with Sandra. Sandra's only been on the podcast 2 times because she doesn't like us.
Oh.
Well, it's not true because I get canceled without being notified.
I get rescheduled without being told.
I was rescheduled and I wasn't told. Good.
Yes, this is my other aunt. We're just traumatizing all my aunts today.
Yeah.
So what's the topic for today?
You ready to play gay lingo? I'm going to give you 5 words and you're going to have to try to guess them.
Gay lingo meaning it's going to be all according to gay vocabulary?
Yeah.
Or just, okay.
Yeah, can you say gay again?
The what?
Can you say gay again?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't say it right?
No, I just wanted to hear you say gay.
Gay.
Gay, 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 gay,
gay. Gay,
gay, gay,
gay. Gay. Okay. Okay, so I'm ready.
Alrighty, so I'm going to read you.
Is it going to be nasty? So I can go to my room.
Yeah, it might be a little nasty. So you might have to go into your room.
Let me get my stuff, okay?
Okay.
I was about to have dinner, okay?
Oh, barely dinner, girl.
Yeah, well, you know my night schedule.
Yes.
You know I'm a night girl.
Yes.
Alrighty, so I'm going to read you the sentence first, and then you have to try to guess what the word is, and then I'll give you the definition after, the real definition.
What it actually means. Okay, right. Okay.
Alrighty, so the first word is fishy. Girl, step your pussy up and hide that 5 o'clock shadow. These fishy queens are giving us a run for our money.
Say it one more time.
Fishy.
Fishy. Girl, step your pussy up and hide that 5 o'clock shadow. These fishy queens are giving us a run for our money.
Like stanky bitches?
What?
Like stanky bitches?
Stanky bitches.
I don't know. Am I totally off?
Girl, that cooter stank.
You stank.
So what is fishy?
So fishy is someone who looks so soft, feminine, and cunt that you can smell their vagina.
I'm lost.
So it's like a drag queen. It's used in drag culture. It refers to like a drag queen who looks so feminine that she's considered fishy. Feminine. She could pass for a girl.
She could have a real vagina.
Exactly. That's how fishy she is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Exactly. Because, you know, we've been going to some drag shows and some of them queens looking a little rough around the edges. And then
but some of them are like fucking fly.
Exactly. So they're fishy.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I've seen some fishy bitches before.
I'm on edge. You might smell fishy, so who knows? Okay, so your next word is trade, and here's a sentence.
Train?
It busts the train. No, trade. T-R-A-D-E, like trade.
Like trade, like I'm a trade you in. Okay.
Yeah. So the sentence is, I don't give a fuck how old he is. Ricky Martin is still trade. He can live that vida loca all in my bussy anytime he wants.
Oh, like he's doable.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Is that close?
So trade is hyper masculine, good looking gay man, usually black or Latino in most contexts. So like they look very like masculine, like manly.
Yeah, like masculine. Like he's that just a masculine gay man who is fuckable.
So doable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh my God, we should have got a bell.
Yes, but emphasis on the masculine. Yeah, like masculine, buff, hairy, just masculine acting. That's what trade refers to.
Like machismo, dude.
Yes, machismo. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, so your third word is pussy on fire.
Oi, listen. Yeast infection. No.
Alrighty, so the sentence is, girl, that Excel spreadsheet you created was so organized, your pussy is on fire.
Like, you're doing your thing.
Yes, bitch. Yes. Yay.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Number two.
Ding, ding, ding. So the definition is fierce. Someone who is excelling and doing amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Like
I'm kind of hip.
Like you. Right now, you're getting all these words, right? Your pussy's on fire. You're killing it.
Ooh, bam.
Okay, so your fourth word is twink. Sorry, Grindr only caters to sizes 1, 3, and twink. You can try scruff.
And twink? Well, I would think it's going to be number 5.
¿Qué dijo?
What?
You said 1, 3, and twink.
Yeah, they only cater to sizes 1, 3, and twink.
Yeah, so 1, 3, 5. No?
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Oh shit.
Because I'm thinking, okay, what's the number sequence here? 1, 3, 5.
I'm like, this girl probably thinks this is the gay fucking mathematical problem.
And that's why I'm like, well, that don't really make sense.
You are 1 gay, 3 gays, 5 gays.
I'm like, 1, 3, 5. How?
Is that an area code? Okay, so a twink is a gay or bisexual young man with a slim build and youthful appearance. So he's a skinny gay.
Oh. I was kind of close. I was in the size mode.
Yes, you were thinking
so he
sizes.
Could be a 5, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like 1, 3, 5. Those are the small sizes.
Right.
That was close.
Yeah.
That was enough. I don't get a ding, ding, ding.
Ding,
ding,
ding.
I just get a ding.
A half ding.
You get a ding.
Alrighty, so your last word is bear.
Bear like an oso?
Yeah.
Or bear like bear ass?
Like bear like an oso. So here's your sentence. San Francisco is famous for its Golden Gate Bridge, steep streets, and bears who would love to tickle your hole with their thick beards.
Oh, like... Like a fat man?
Okay.
Yes!
Yes!
Dude, you're good at this.
Yeah?
Okay, so the definition is a hairier and or heavy set, chubby, gay, or bisexual man. A bear typically projects an image of rugged masculinity.
Oh, osito!
Osito!
I'm kind of osito. But is it offensive?
No. No, it's not offensive.
Okay.
No, we love bears. We love the chubby bears.
Oh, so I would? So I got 3 right.
Yes.
3.5.
You know what you want today?
A big bear.
You want a strap on.
Oh, but can he use it?
No, it's for you.
Look, can he use it on me?
No, you use it on him.
You use it on him.
I don't think he's going to want that. I think he's going to be fine on me.
Okay. No judgment.
All right. Well, thank you for...
But I'll take you with bells. Like, when do I cash in?
She's like, can I exchange it on Amazon?
Yes. What are your other prizes?
What are the consolations? No, I'm just kidding.
Do you have any gift cards?
I thought you said I'm gonna send you the bill in case you put the strap on up his ass and he has to go to the hospital.
Oh shit.
I mean what?
I thought you meant like I'll send you guys the bill like if you use a strap on him and his hole hurts and you have to take him to the hospital.
Like to the emergency room or something?
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I can't pay your hospital bill. We're not liable.
We don't have insurance on this podcast.
Okay, well, we got that covered. It's okay.
Alrighty, thank you, Josh.
All right, you're welcome. Good night, boys.
Good night.
Bye. We'll see you at the carne asada.
See.
Bye.
Look, just whip me up something next time, okay?
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you
too,
bye.
Who else do we have?
Oh, that shit was funny. I was reading it. It's like a 5. She thinks we probably have a numeral system that's gay.
Hello?
Hello, Sam. How's your rabbit's hole today?
Good.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. We just finished traumatizing your aunts.
Oh, great. Love it.
I love it.
So how are you going to traumatize me now?
Yes. So we're on the phone with Sam. She was on our Christmas special.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, so how the game's going to work, I'm going to give you five gay words, and you have to try to guess them after I read you the sentence. I'm going to read you a sentence with the word, and then you have to try to guess what the word is.
Okay.
Your first word is glory hole.
Oh, God.
I was using the friendly neighborhood glory hole, as I usually do, when I noticed a familiar voice. I looked under the stall and was shocked to realize it was my cousin, Thomas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fucking Thomas. So what do you think glory hole is?
I actually know this one. Glory hole is
So you've gone to a glory hole?
No, I haven't gone. No. I just know what it is.
Just kidding.
I believe it's I don't know if it's specifically in a bathroom stall, but I know it's a little hole cut out in a wall for a guy to put his dick through.
Yes.
And someone would blow it, right?
Yes. Ding, 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 motherfucker.
Ding, ding, ding. We're so proud.
I know. Okay, so the definition is a slot in a wall in which a man inserts his penis for sexual stimulation by someone on the other side, usually found in public places. Alrighty, so your next word is cruising. And the sentence is, I'm not really into cruising anymore. It's too dangerous. I prefer to go to the houses of anonymous men I meet on Grindr. What the
fuck? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we didn't warn Sam. This was this is the midnight version. This is the X-rated adult game.
Literally, it's almost midnight.
I don't know. I see cruising and then riding on someone's dick, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Riding?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not close enough.
What is it, Eric?
So cruising is the act of looking for sexual partners in public places. For example, parks, unofficial nude beaches, bathrooms, etc. Will you be cruising this weekend?
Oh.
Oh my God, I love this game. Okay. So your next word is, Sam, I know you're going to get this one. And if you don't, we're going to take your gay card from you. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Okay. So your next word is tucking.
Oh, okay.
Chad questioned his sexuality after viewing the superior tuck of the drag queen hours before. What is tucking?
I know this. I watch your paw.
Yes.
I don't know how exactly they do it, but they put their dick in between their legs so it looks like they have a vagina.
Yes! Brum, brum, brum.
Brum, 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 brum. And the definition is a term often used among drag queens to describe adjusting one's male genitalia in a way that is not visible so that it resembles a woman's vag.
Yay!
Yeah! Oh, I nailed it.
Sam's like, oh, thank God I don't have to do that. Have the real thing.
I got a natural tuck.
Okay, so here's your last word.
Dun, dun, dun,
okay.
Dun.
Okay. The last word is breeding.
Breeding?
Breeding, yes. No, not breeding.
Oh, God.
You nasty. I know this was a midnight, but you nasty.
How dare you get off? I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to understand.
Yes, reading. R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Reading.
Oh, reading. Uh-huh. I don't know what that is.
The sentence reads, Conchita got red during Thanksgiving dinner after serving herself a fifth plate of that artery clogging ass mac and cheese.
What did you just say?
Okay, I'll read it to you again.
Yes, please.
Conchita got red during Thanksgiving dinner after serving herself a fifth plate of that artery clogging ass mac and cheese.
Okay. You're reading them like you know what's going on. Like, you understand them? Is that what you mean?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm taking your card. Just kidding. Oh, so reading is the act of pointing out a flaw in someone else, usually publicly and in front of them, and exaggerating it, different from shade. Shade is playful teasing. Reading is often more intentionally malicious.
Oh, like putting someone on blast?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Oh,
there you go.
There. Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it.
So reading.
So reading. You want to know what you won?
What did I win?
Nothing.
My therapist.
My therapist.
There's more trauma.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for coming on and I hope you have a good sleep.
Thank you.
I hope your rabbit's hole is clean.
What the fuck?
Oh, we're too close now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're very close. Like sisters. Would you tell me we weren't?
Oh, God.
Alrighty. Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Look at us calling people, disrupting their sleep.
I love it. I love disrupting people's lives. I live on disrupting
She's
people's
like a
lives.
Life ruiner. She ruins people's lives.
Yes, I do.
People are, yeah. Okay.
I know. Everybody's probably going to go to sleep like this.
My God, I'm on a bareback right now.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Dude, Sam's going to search on her phone where the glory holes are.
Sandra's going to be like, Twinks.
She's going to be a wheel. Hey, Twink. She's going to. But these sentences have nothing to do with the words roll.
Why?
They make no sense. That's what's so funny about it. That's why people are so confused.
I love it.
That's I live for it though. The
make
words of
America
the,
confused again.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Denise?
It is.
Hi, this is Eric from Quedijo. How are you?
Oh my goodness, he's live.
Hi, you're on live right now.
I'm on live.
You sound so beautiful right now. You sound like Sleeping Beauty just got up.
Were you sleeping?
I sure was.
Oh, shit. Oh. Fucking Eric.
Sorry, I was like, we just got to call Denise. We got to cold call people at this point. We were getting desperate. We were getting really, really desperate.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
So we're doing a... kind of like a gay, not trivia. What is it?
Yeah, trivia.
Yeah, like a gay trivia. And we're just inviting people to educate them on some gay words.
Okay.
This is how it works. I'm going to give you five words and I'm going to give you like a sentence so you can try to guess what the word is. And if you don't know what the word is, I'll just give you the definition. And I am teaching you how to be more gay.
Okay.
Alrighty, so the first word is...
And these are... this is the midnight episode. This is the prime time.
Oh, yeah. This is going to get a little nasty, too. So I hope you don't mind.
It's Eric, so it's going to get a little nasty.
By the way, how's that dildo from Adriana's bachelorette party?
Oh.
Oh, nice and dusty right in the closet.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
You better deliver that shit back to me.
Better hand deliver it to his door.
Here you go. Okay, so your first word is mug. And the sentence is, damn, girl, that's a cute mug. I love how you're not afraid of matching your foundation.
Face.
Huh?
Your feet.
Your feet?
Your beat. Your face. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Wow, for somebody who's half asleep, you're doing good.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Okay, so your second word is top, bottom, and verse. Those are the three words, actually.
They all go hand in hand.
Oh, shit. We don't have a sentence for that.
They're pretty straightforward.
Okay, so what is a top, what is a bottom, and what is a verse? Do you know?
A top gives it, a bottom receives it, and a verse can do either or.
Yay! What is it?
Anal sex?
Yes.
Sorry, we just want people to be very educated. Yeah,
we got
to
be specific. Some people are like, don't know what it is.
Yeah. And I don't even need to read the definition because
that's pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So the third word is blouse. And the sentence reads, you would think he didn't know how to put it down, but that blouse can lay the pipe.
She's like that person that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That fool. I don't know.
She's like, shirts can lay the pipe. What are you talking about? So a blouse is a feminine top, which is a gay man who is the giver during anal sex and is feminine in their expression, which is raw.
Oh. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's a feminine top.
Yeah.
A blouse.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that. I like that.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
She's a little blouse. Okay, so your fourth word is Goldilocks. And the sentence is, I tried to order my tequila sunrise, but that bitch ass Goldilocks and her tribe was blocking the bar. Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the leader of the Bears or something?
Yes! That's pretty good.
Dude, you're good at this. We have a prize for you later. We'll tell you. The definition is a woman who prefers the company of fat, hairy, gay men. A fag hag for Bears.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so here's your last word. Bitch, I know you're going to get this because I know you a nasty hoe.
Oh my Lord, the best for last.
So I saved the best for last. And the word is size queen. And basically I am a size queen.
Oh, okay. That's the sentence.
So what do you think a size queen is? Oh, I am disappointed in you.
Oh no.
Tick, tock. I don't know.
Wow. A size queen is a gay male who prefers or exclusively dates or has sex with men who have large penises.
Ah.
By the way, are you a size queen?
Definitely a size queen.
Yeah, we have two size queens.
Let's do a bonus round.
Okay. And it's Kiki. So the sentence reads, let's kiki soon, bitch, because I heard Donna was making out with hot dogs in her office.
Like, get together, achievement, bitch.
Yes! So good.
Let's get together, talk some shit.
Yes. You want to know what you won?
Yes!
A king-size dildo.
Reach into your closet and get it.
It's actually already in your closet and it's dusty.
Let me rinse that thing off.
Let me put some fabuloso on that shit. Alrighty, well, thank you for waking up. I know you're all cockeyed right now, so enjoy your sleep.
She's gonna wake up in the morning and be like, some gay paralysis demons woke me up in the middle of the night and were asking me these gay words. I don't know what's going on.
Fucking gay demons.
I killed that gay feeling bee. Yeah.
Yes. Alrighty. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
She's like, what the fuck is going on this day?
She's like, what the fuck did I wake up from? I have five extra words for you guys, for the listeners. And I want you guys to tell me what you guys think the words are in the comments. I'm just going to read
straights only
my sentence. Yeah.
We know the gays now.
Yeah, straights only, because I know these little F slurs know what we're talking about. I know you bitches know what I'm talking about, okay? Okay,
bring homophobia back.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just kidding. I kind of miss getting bullied. I'm just kidding. No, don't do
honestly,
it.
Honestly, builds
don't.
Character.
You know what? It does.
I support bullying. So you support bullying?
I support gay bullying.
You're stupid.
Okay,
I support gays bullying other gays.
Yeah, we should do that more.
Just kidding. Fuck.
I'm just kidding. No.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
So the last five words are going to be for you guys to try to figure out what they are. And if you do, we're going to send you a prize through your mailbox.
Yeah. It's a free 1-year subscription to Rush Poppers. You're welcome.
Yeah. To get a lot of poppers so you can sniff them. They're not pills, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Celia, they're not pills. They're liquids.
Yes.
Yes. And you sniff them through your asshole.
Yes. And also with your poppers package, Eric will attach a digital video of him demonstrating how to use it.
Yes. That shit's going to be horrible.
Ew, you have moncos.
Okay, so here are the words.
Dude, your fucking futon fabric is falling off.
The ghetto.
The ghetto.
Sorry. By the way, if you're looking at this video and you see the cloth falling every couple minutes,
don't. don't.
Please don't. Close your eyes. Just imagine the audio.
Close your eyes, please. Thank you.
You're stupid. Yeah. We're under construction for It's Giving Drag, my second podcast, which you should listen to if you want to hear my voice.
You better work, self-promotion.
Anyways, okay, so the five words are going to be gaydar, rosebud.
No, use them in a sentence. I worked hard on the sentences.
Okay. You're right. Okay, so I'll say the words and then the sentence, and then you guys have to guess what it is in the comments. Please, if you guys have to fight over it, please do. I need comments.
And straights only. So gays
straights only. So gays, I know this is what you've heard throughout high school and middle school, that you're not allowed to be in a place where there's, anyways.
I know where you're going. There's a joke in there somewhere.
There's a joke, but whatever. Yeah,
but if you're straight, don't be. Go ahead.
Can you stop being straight? Please stop. It's really bugging me.
It's really getting on my nerves.
It really hurts. It hurts my soul.
I don't mind straight people as long as they don't project their straightness like in public. You know what I mean?
Exactly. When you guys have sex, all I think about is a hot dog and a sub sandwich.
So you think about food, you fat pig.
Okay.
So are we going to get to the words?
Yeah, we need to get to the fucking words already. Go ahead. Okay, so the first word is gaydar, and the sentence is, my gaydar is off. I thought he was gay, and there he is, fingering Rosita with his hot Cheeto fingers on the dance floor.
Fucking Rosita. Good for her, though.
Yeah. It probably burns, but it feels good at the same time. Next,
it's got that Latin spice.
Just put a little lemon on it.
Yeah, put a little lemon on that, girl.
Okay, so the next word is rosebud, and the sentence is, it's rosebud. I don't think that baseball bat will make me rosebud. Quick, grab the Gamma Grip Hulk fist. Wow, those are big. Those are really big.
Honestly, I'm really proud of that sentence. I hope people get it.
I hope you do, because if I would have thought of that before, I would have bought some. Yeah.
The Hulk fist?
The one that you go,
Hulk smash, and you go.
When you hit it, it makes a noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fist me with that.
You want to?
I have insurance, so maybe not right now.
Okay, so the third word is gold star. Get that labia majora away from my face, clitorissa. I'm a gold star gay. Did I read that correctly?
Dude, was I high writing these?
Did you take your edible? I was going to ask you to take it before I made the food. Oh, no, we don't accept drug use. Sorry. Okay, the fourth word is platinum gay. Get that labia minora away from my face, Volvetta. I'm a platinum gay. Oh my God, people are going to think we're probably on shrooms or something.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
I feel like we think it's funny when people probably think
people are like,
this is stupid.
Like Velveeta cheese, because there's a brand called Velveeta cheese.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
Cheesy pussy. I hate us.
We're so tired.
Honestly, we deserve to get bullied.
I know. Please bully me in the comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Humble me.
I know. Okay, so the last word is pillow princess. Yes, that's me. Thank you. There she was, laying there, still, like the burnt piece of ham you threw out of your car window on a hot sunny day, ready to assume her duties as a pillow princess. She opens up her legs. I start eating.
Poetry, honestly.
That is poetry, but that's kind of scary. What is he eating?
Her pussy.
Ooh.
And it's not, she's eating her pussy.
Is it a Velveeta pussy?
Yeah.
Or is it a hot Cheetos with lemon pussy, dude?
Put a little Asian chili sauce on that.
Ooh. It's all flappy.
Get that labia majora.
I thought a labia majora was the thing they use for Hanukkah.
That's a menorah, dumbass. Get canceled. Get out. Get out of this house.
Get out of this labia majora.
Apologize to the Jewish community. There's your camera.
Sorry, Jewish community. I thought your labia menorahs were like...
Oh my God. Oh, they're going to call us anti-Semitic. Oh my
God. I am ready to get canceled.
Stupid.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this gay bumpy ride. And no, those are not herpes.
Stupid. And thank you to the people who answered their phone. We're sorry these fags ruined your sleep. We appreciate it. I know we're whores and yeah. We made everything sexual.
I appreciate you guys opening your ears.
Because not all gays are about sex. You know that?
Oh, I don't know about them, but I am.
But this podcast is. So.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys for joining us and we'll see you on the... Oh my God. Are we on the last episode already?
No. Two more episodes, dumbass.
Okay. See you on the second to last episode. Bye.
Bye.